and thank you for being here. And welcome to our Village of River Forest regular scheduled Village Board meeting. It's Monday, January 23rd at 7 o'clock. If I can ask the clerk.
Trustee Bachner. Trustee Gillis.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Johnson.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Adusi.
Here. If we could all stand, please, to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
right. Hi, Phyllis. Please come to the podium. Thank you.
Hey there. Oh, can you hear me?
No, I don't know. So,
nope.
No. We will get it on.
I know I've written you mail, but I thought I would come in person. You can't. I can hear me.
Yeah, well, kind of. Sure. We want to. Yeah, I know.
Okay. It's Phyllis Rubin, 411 Ashland Avenue, 6B. Just east of us. Two things I want to talk about. Lathrop, I want to give you a report. How many of you come down here to see it? All right. What do you guys think? I did get, after I wrote you last week, I think the sheeting is tacked down with ties.
Right.
And the fence that I thought was loose maybe isn't loose. There's two fences now. there's two. There's some new sheeting, but the old is still up. And if you come into our parking lot, I know that would be trespassing, but if you come into our parking lot, it looks awful because the sheeting is torn. I have pictures. Would you like to see pictures from today?
Well, I think we see them.
Huh?
I know about the torn, right?
I took them. I stood out in the cold and took them for you. And if you came down Lathrop, you probably didn't see it in the dark. If you came down Lathrop to come here today,
what you talked about on the your parking lot side?
No, not no. Even no on Lathrop.
On Lathrop side,
the fencing, it's all disheveled. I mean, it's all uneven. I don't know why they leave it that way. I can pass around pictures if I can find them. Anyway, I just there. Oh, and you do know that I think at least two cars have been damaged from the fencing and the sheeting that was blowing around, and they submitted claims, and I don't think they've heard anything. So, okay. I know that's not you're not responsible for
right.
it. I don't think they are, but I'm just
yeah.
telling you what good neighbors they are.
Yep.
I'm going to try to find the pictures while I'm talking. The other thing I want to ask you about is composting for things like the churches. And I know Harzion, we get, Lakeshore, they're not doing composting. You know that for us, for the business.
For
the organizations or for businesses,
yeah.
I guess. They're not doing
right.
composting.
Well, it's up to, just
yeah. That's right.
But you can.
They will not call us back.
Oh.
They do not call us back.
Okay.
I had to call twice. I just want to tell you.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can help
somehow
you.
A composting bin got put up by our condo
oh.
recycling bin. And, of course, my wonderful owner neighbors filled it with compost because they thought we were not composting in our condo, which, of course, is not allowed because we're over 4 units. So I had to call them twice to get them to come out and take the compost bin.
Did they come out?
They did come out and take the compost bin, but Har Zion, we are still trying to get composting for us. And so I that's not your responsibility. I'm just saying we're a little disappointed that Lakeshore.
I know it's not our responsibility, but
it would be a separate contract.
Yeah,
you would have to negotiate with them directly.
They're not calling us back.
Yeah, her issue isn't,
yeah.
So we'll talk with the leaders over there. I mean, we certainly can poke at them, and we should.
Yeah,
so.
I
hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Phyllis.
Okay.
Phyllis, I have a question.
Yeah.
Where do the condo residents submit their claims when they have damaged their cars?
They must have called, what's the company name? What are the
Sedgwick?
Name?
Fleek and Latham.
Yeah. They must have called them or gone on, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, they submitted it to the, not to the village, they submitted it to the contractor.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure it's not like going into the, make sure it's going to the right place. Because you said they haven't heard back. How do we know what the right place is?
Well, that's a good question. Sedgwick, that's right, Sedgwick.
Well, I think that's a civil process. I'll let them hear.
Yeah, so as part of the permitting process, you have to file for what your bonding is. And so whoever the people are whose property they say was injured can look that up and submit both to the permit puller, which is and or the bonding company that they have to file, which is certify the work. Now that doesn't apply to individual property. It's really to guarantee that the public improvements are made, but the name of the company you could at least as well. But basically people need to take responsibility if they've had damage. If they don't know what to do, they should help with someone who does.
I'm still not clear. Where should residents go to find out where to submit a claim?
Well, if you have a claim against an owner, you would try to contact the owner and make a claim. And also there's an insurance company on file to back up the work that company is doing, and that's part of the public record and can be FOIA'd, and then they can make a claim there. But ultimately, if they don't hear, they should consult with someone who's qualified who can help them in a more forceful way.
You mean like lawyer?
But we would need to know more about what, you know, how that was done and what who those people are and who they submitted to. Without that, we don't know.
So should they call the village?
No.
So I think what we're saying is that that's a separate and distinct different process, Katie. We put, I believe, all the where we, you know, with the bonding, it sounds like, and with the insurance. In this case, Sedgwick has the appropriate bonding and the appropriate insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's an individual claim, as you're saying, process to go to the insurance company or to Sedgwick and
correct.
Put a claim in. The question Katie's asking is, who did the claim go to?
We don't know.
So we need to know that. And that would be important. Follow up.
I'm not suggesting that the village get involved in it.
We're not.
I'm just trying to help residents who are trying to submit a claim for damage and just to make sure it's going to the right place because she's saying that they're not hearing back.
Yeah. So what I would suggest is maybe find out where it went exactly and then do another follow-up. And if they don't in your phone call, I think your suggestion is need a
You might need to do that. Yeah, but you start by it's just as if you're in an accident with someone. You can start to try to negotiate directly, but if the person doesn't respond, then you need to get help.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Phyllis. All right, very good. So no other citizens' comments, so we'll go ahead with the elected official comments and announcements. So we'll start with Trustee Bachner.
what regards? Right.
Our response back.
Oh, yes, I did submit a request with Google for that. I have not followed up, but I will to see if those changes are in effect or 2 months since it, so they may have gotten action, but I will follow up to make sure.
Mm-hmm. How they gather that information. I thought they'd take it. So if we don't have what I'm trying to. Makes sense. Right, that's great. Thank you for reminding us, and we'll definitely.
Hello. I second Happy New Year, Chinese New Year. In town conference planning continues. It'll be a great thing in June for those that can make it, and just to watch out with walking on the sidewalk during these snowy times. Black ice is real. And a friend of mine and I were walking this morning, and she fell. So just be cautious when you're out walking. There's a lot of folks that are running and walking, and we just want to make sure everybody's safe. Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I only got one thing, just a friendly reminder to everyone. I know Chief O'Shea and our police departments has their quarterly community safety meeting for this Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You can be here in person, or you can do a plug in by Zoom, and it's the information's on the website. So, you know, Chief O'Shea did a nice presentation at our last board meeting on safety. The Safety Act, but there's other updates regarding the community that he's going to be providing as well. So,
actually, I do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know. Once a year. attended a tour at the Oak Park River Forest High School last week. It was with the Imagine Foundation Executive Director. Obviously have some rather large infrastructure needs at the high school. I have no idea how they got to this point, and I have no idea how they're going to get that $100 million to fix it, but they're going to need community help. And component of public education, it's the number one concern for all present and future homeowners in this village. So I would like everyone to try and at least pay attention to it, see if we can figure it out.
Thank you. I have a few things. First, I attended the TRHT group meeting at Dominican University last week. That's a monthly community get-together with those working on consciousness raising and restorative justice programs on that campus and in the community. And then also I was invited to attend an MLK Legacy Brunch, represented the village there last week, which was a celebration of community partners doing work on justice in the community. Also, I wanted to follow up on Phyllis's comments and on her email about the Lake and Lathrop site. Her email caused me to look at the website to see the update, and I saw it was updated this month, so I want to thank the village for that update. It shows that all the foundation work is anticipated to be completed by today or tomorrow on that site. So I'm hoping that we continue to get those updates, and I think it's very helpful for the board and for residents who do look at that. And then I just wanted to reiterate an invitation to that developer to come to the village board meetings. They had Mark McKinney, I think, had promised to come on a monthly basis at a certain point, and he's stopped coming. It would be nice to have someone here to listen to what residents and the board is saying and to hear their response real time. So that's a request that staff continue to invite them. And then there was another resident who had sent a message to the village board, Deb Borman, who's a resident on Lathrop in the Madison Street TIF district. And she'd written on behalf of herself and some other neighbors and asked that her letter be read.
So it has been our practice, letters that come in don't get read into the record. So but we have received it. And I will tell you, Matt has been in contact with Deb and with the neighbors that are involved with the with what's going on. In fact, I think you're scheduled to meet with them Wednesday night. So Matt's done a very good job of maintaining that
relationship. And we have communications with Deb.
Yeah, and so thank you for that, Brian. And just following up on that, I just wanted to say in her letter, she really called out Matt's responsiveness. She had was very upset one morning when there was some construction going on without notice and called Matt, and Matt dashed over there and put a halt to it. So that sounded like some really satisfactory service from village staff. And then the last thing I wanted to note was the holiday lights sign is up, but there's no box there. And residents are just mounding their lights on the back of that trailer as if they're still collecting. Ha. Okay. Thank you. So is that done now? Okay. All I have.
Katie, and thanks for the shout-outs. We hire the best and the brightest. So, Ken?
I don't have any comments. Just also happy Lunar New Year as well as Happy New Year.
I think, Jeff, is this the last week for Christmas trees also? One more week? Okay. So everybody make sure. There were a lot out tonight when I was driving over here, so residents remember to get that off. And then lastly, I just want to remind everybody, Friday's Brian's last day. And Brian, thank you again for your service to the village. You've laid a nice foundation for it.
Yeah. Just a few things. Busy a little bit. I attended the inauguration of Speaker Welch and the 103rd General Assembly. It was certainly history in the making. Many, of course, although Speaker Welch was put in as Speaker a year and a half ago, this is the first time, you know, they were actually gathered together and actually verbally voted for his. So it was definitely a good, nice event to attend, and a lot of diverse majority leaders and minority leaders. So it was a wonderful place to be, and we're happy to have such great people representing our community. The second, I also attended in D.C. with Village President of Oak Park, Vicki Skaman, and Mayor of Broadview, Katrina Thompson. And we collectively won, we being the village of River Forest and Oak Park and Broadview, won a $125,000 grant award from the American Beverage Association and the U.S. Mayors of U.S. Conference of Mayors. We won, they had three categories. We won the small city category, and it was led by Oak Park, but Broadview and River Forest was prominent in that win. That money will go toward what we call C4, which is the cross-community climate collaborative that the three villages created, and now we have 15 villages that are part of C4. And what C4 is, it's promoting and actually doing sustainability and environmental justice, trying to promote all of that among the Black, Brown, and White communities that, you know, we're all part of. So really exciting stuff. There's going to be more coming from C4. You'll hear more grant money, more opportunities, and more successes where, you know, where we're doing something now, we're promoting that in other communities. So it's gone very well, and it's probably something we should DEI committee pretty involved with now that it's kind of launched itself. That's probably something we should at least do a little overview for you, because there's a lot to it, and it's a lot of great stuff, I think, that you'll see between all of our communities. And so, great. And then, of course, thank you, Brian, for your, as Bob said, you kind of put us in a good spot. And feel very happy about that, because we could be in a different spot. So thank you for your service, and thank you for. Okay, so with that, that's all I have to report. I'll go on to the consent agenda. I can get a motion to move 5A through H.
Can I pull 5G, please?
Yes, you may. Can I get a
motion to approve consent agenda items A through F and H?
Any comments or questions? Hearing none, I'd ask the clerk to read out loud the items and then the vote.
Consent agenda item A, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes January 9th, 2023. B, Village Board of Trustee executive meeting minutes January 9th, 2023. C, December monthly financial report. D, department reports. E, village administrator's report. F, appointment of Matt Walsh as interim village administrator. H, change order, 2022 Green Alley Improvement Project Phase 1, $44,369.59. Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Okay, if I can. If I can. Okay. Approved. Congratulations, Matt. You are now appointed village administrator. Woo-hoo. All right. With that, we'll ask for a motion and a second on item 5G.
Okay. I move we approve consent agenda item 5G.
Okay.
So I pulled this because it's simply a resolution with no explanation, and a resident asked me what it was about. I think I know what it's about. I think that the IML is pushing municipalities to adopt this model resolution because they expect that in the Illinois legislature this year, it will be a bill will be reintroduced to require municipalities to get their neighboring municipalities' approval for TIF districts.
Correct. That's correct. And there is expected to be some other challenges to how TIF legislation and TIFs actually work. The village has been very successful in its TIF use, both the original Lake Street TIF district and then, of course, the North Street and the Madison Street TIF districts, and the successes that we have aligned with those So to have, and I'll say this, River Forest has a long history of using TIF districts properly.
Right.
And so I understand why sometimes there are these challenges that do creep up in Springfield to challenge how TIFs work. But the vast majority of communities, especially towns like River Forest, do it right. And so to have us being punished or threatened on how we can use our TIF districts when we're doing it right, when there are, because of some other communities, is just bad policy. So that's what this is about.
I agree with the resolution. I just thought it would be proper to give that background explanation.
Yeah, I apologize for not including it. Well, again, I'm not fully versed as to what is shaping up, what will be coming up in the spring session, but there always has been movement, especially from some of the North Shore community.
Okay, very good. So with that, hearing no further questions or comments, please read it and take the vote.
Consent agenda item G, resolution in support of tax increment financing in the state of Illinois. Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bochner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to seven, which is our recommendations of boards, commissions, and committees. I have one appointment that I'd like to make to the Sustainability Commission. This is appointment of Andrew Steerwall, I think I'm saying. And he'll be our student, because we've had that for some time. So I don't know he's come to our meetings, right, a couple of times.
Correct. He's come to most of the meetings for the last year,
I've
been told.
We have an application from him. Usually it's in the packet.
Oh, maybe we didn't. Yes, we did.
I thought there was.
That
memo should have had at least the highlights of his.
I don't think I don't see anything.
Oh, we'll get that corrected.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, and nothing surprising.
No, I just saw her.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I don't know. I mean, I just know that he didn't even ask. I just know that he was really excited about being part of the mission. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't ask about wipes and. So, no, I don't know, but we can certainly find that out.
And just to add that the application had been put out on social media, our social media channels. It was in your email, Kathy, that you do on a regular basis. So it is something that we do every year, and we look at all the applicants. Unfortunately, this year I don't think we had too many, but we did have AJ who has been very active. And the interesting thing about AJ, he's in eighth grade. Prior to now, they've all been high school students. So we're very excited to have him, help out the commission. They do real work on the commission, and it is something that I think that prior student commissioners see as, kind of an important thing that has helped them, continue to learn and grow in the area of sustainability. Obviously, they all come in with that passion to begin with.
Ask a question. You said social media and other places, but you did mention schools. Are the schools being notified of this application process, or?
We have just really relied on our website.
Overall?
Yeah.
Well, because it's typically only students that we have on a commission because.
Right, but it was an application process,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Application process.
Well, it was on our website. It all went out through the village, but no, there was no proactive outreach, to the best of my knowledge,
no,
on going to the school.
He put an application in.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I just figured there's probably some kids that would be interested if they knew more about it. I mean, you can't say that yeah, they could have kept the site.
I think that's a great idea. We can certainly advertise in our – we only have one position.
No, that's fair. Well, application, you apply, best person win, but, you know – have the opportunity.
We get to a point where you come to a meeting.
Truth be told, we have not, we haven't declined to have anybody join. I mean,
well, yeah, but they might not know about it. Is my point.
Yeah.
So.
No. Yeah. Good agreed. Point. I mean, it's something we should probably do with the school. 90. Not a great idea. Okay. Very good. Well, besides not knowing if what her what his mom's name is, anybody else have any questions? Don't know. All right. Hearing any new questions? Well, we have to take a vote. Yeah, we need to take a vote.
Do you want me to make the motion to concur with the appointment of A.J. Steerwalt to the Sustainability Commission?
Oh, yeah.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. Last on our list is new business. A fire department training prop from Taylor's System LLC. So I will need a motion and second, and then we can discuss it.
Make a motion to waive the formal bidding process and approve the purchase of a fire department training prop from Tailored Systems, LLC, for a cost not to exceed $57,800.
Second.
Okay.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, yeah, sorry. The sound keeps cutting in and out. Sorry, I can't be there. I'm down in Florida visiting my folks, but I wanted to jump on here because this is very important for us. After being here for a year now and just, you know, observing how we do things here, I found we're severely lacking in the availability of training props for us due to the limited space that we have around the fire station. This training prop was brought to me by Lieutenant Bohenik, who is there in the audience tonight. And it's an outstanding system that fits us extremely well. It's very compact, can fit in the size of basically a parking space, and gives us about a dozen different operations that we can do on a daily basis instead of sending our people out to other sites to do this type of training. So I'm actually going to defer, let Lieutenant Bohenik describe it a little more, but thank you guys for listening, and thank you for your support in all of this.
Thanks, Chief. So this top is basically a ship. Take it, they weld it, they morph it into something depends on experience. Like we stated, we don't really have a lot of hands-on in town here. We have to wait for a house to be torn down or demoed before we way through walls, escape from a window on a second story. This training prop offers us that opportunity to do all that in town here by having to send personnel and equipment that we purchase our special needs in town here out to Cicero, which is the nearest training tower on the south end. Allows us to train personnel in-house, avoid overtime payments, training in the village without having to. Properly.
Where are you going to put it?
Well, as the chief stated, it's actually not as large as you might think. It's about over 20 feet. We actually have room in the apparatus bay. In the winter, we could truck, and we could actually have in the apparatus floor during the winter. In the summer, we're now the parking lot across the street. I put it there now until else, but it actually it's on wheels, so we can get.
Right. That's one of the nice things about it. It's mobile. We can move it to different areas around the village if needed. There's space behind the village hall where the police department parked their vehicles. Also, what's nice about this prop is I had been talking with Commander Greenwood months back about sharing a prop for forcible entry doors and that type of stuff where they need training. So this prop won't just serve us. It'll also serve the police department as well. So that's another nice thing about this prop.
They would provide a vehicle for us. Everybody can get some hands-on experience. Many benefits to this.
Right. Yeah, I just have a question in terms of why it's not being multiple bid. I think I know the answer, but if you would.
A new item to the market, I'm sorry. It's a new mic. January. It's basically a company that makes shipping. There seems often. It's going to mention at the end of the call, and they said that hits A twice, and B they that was kind of the time if one and month for a couple months from now and single source.
You do find other fire departments and fire districts acquiring the raw material themselves and then assembling it themselves, but those tend to be four or five different units, much larger space. So the fact that this is a very self-contained, small contained, fits our environment very well. It's a very unique and a good piece of equipment for.
Oh. It's a great start for sure. I like to see it, absolutely. Right now, I think immediate benefits to the fire. Basically, a package. There are a few minor tweaks you can do, but they allow this to be like. Piece of equipment, any facility, like I said, without taking our
go ahead.
So I just had a question, Rosie. So obviously we didn't have that in our capital plan for a piece of equipment like this. Did we have something else between the police and fire that will kind of will fill the gap with this, or is this an additional capital expense?
Shipping.
I was going to add that if this really grows, you might want to think about contacting Triton Community College. I know other community colleges, like the one I'm at, we work with the fire department and the police department for training shooting and for the fire departments, as well as for the type of training you're talking about. And they have a lot more properties, too, to do that. And they probably can get some state funding as an educational purpose. So it might be a win-win that way.
Tried a couple times with Triton
on
the range. Never got there. Okay. But, no, it's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
Let me ask a quick question. You said, will this also help our paramedics or just fire services?
So a handful of us went down to Orland. They're currently situations you could create for innovation.
Any further questions? No. All right. Sounds good. If we could take the vote. Thank you.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
All right. All right. I don't think we're going into an executive session. So that ends our, if I can get a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Kathy, before we adjourn, I had thought maybe there'd be a little segment tonight in the meeting to sort of thank Brian.
Sure.
So, but I just wanted to say one thing.
Yeah, it's still open.
And that is that I think in the 13 months that you've been with us, that we've been fortunate enough to have you, that you've made a real difference. And, you've guided the village board and staff and residents through a myriad of issues, and I made a list, including village-wide parking and staffing concerns, traffic studies, bollards, pavement paint, radar devices and cameras, street, alley, curb, and sidewalk improvement projects, bond ordinance approval and zoning variations, staff changes and personnel issues, and you've hired a good number of the staff that will be carrying on after you leave. You've also supported the River Forest Juneteenth initiatives this past summer, the West Villages Parade, and the River Forest Flag Raising event. And you were the first sitting village administrator who co-chaired our DEI advisory group. I think you've left your mark, and it's a very positive one. Okay. You've given us and wish.
Do not be worried. Call away.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, great stuff. All right, very good. Thank you. Thank you. Hard to let a good one go, but we understand. So, with that, if I can get a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.